I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 40 girls who died from the fire in a Guatemalan government orphanage last week have been laid to rest. Government leaders have reached out for a collaborative discussion on how to fix major issues within the orphan care system. Mike Duras of Orphan Outreach says the group is focused on providing quality care for orphans and vulnerable children.
Many times when we look at the enormity of the problems, you think there's just no way I can make a difference. And I can't make an impact. But then when the church works as it's designed to work, where you have multiple Christians that are working together in unison, you can make a huge impact on a whole country.
For the Guatemalan church to serve orphans well, Duras believes that U.S. support will be vital.
Pray for the organizations who are working there, to pray for the kids who are impacted, for the government that is trying to wrestle with all these issues.
Head to missionnews.org to learn what you can do. And intellectual intolerance in universities has recently come under fire from an unlikely advocate, Stanford's former provost. Universities have increasingly become more political and intolerant of opinions that disagree with theirs. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Greg Howe shares.
It was very exciting to read an article by the former provost at Stanford University questioning universities about this and asking if universities want to remain faithful to their objectives to really educate people. How must universities change so that they actually welcome a diversity of ideas and viewpoints?
But on a social level, Christians can help change intolerant thought and opinions by building relationships with non-Christians. So will you ask God to raise representatives for Christ and his gospel on college campuses across the nation? And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.